You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Concept that when one brings a korban, so now how this animal that was actually, what do you use the animal for usually? No, like let's say a sheep or to eat. What do you do with it? Like a steak, like a shish kebab. So now what happened? All of a sudden this animal became korban. What happened? How? Understand, but how do you designate it that this animal is considered a sacrifice? No. Let's say you go to Chinatown and you buy. I mean, as you said, obviously. So now, then you buy animal. So now, how does he become a sacrifice? How?
You check it to make sure it's kosher.
Before that.
You designate it.
How do you designate it?
Speech.
How?
Debris, say this is hektish, this is a carbon.
It's a two words. It's a korban. Korban Hashem, two words. So now the status of this animal all of a sudden changes. It's a two words, then becomes holy. So what does that mean? Let's say a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, you know what the Kohen Gadol is? Let's say he's not pure, right? Something happened and became impure. It's not tahor. So now, if he brings this animal as a sacrifice, what's going to happen to him?
It's not going to be accepted.
No. But he does he is punished anymore? Wow, severe punishment. It's very hard to digest. Somebody said two words. Korban Lahashim. So now, Kohen Gadol, the holiest character that we have among Am Yisrael. If he brings this Korban, when he's not Tahor, he will be severely punished. Two words? What does that mean? What is it? Korban Lahashim. Which is much greater? My two words or holiness of Kohen Gadol? Which one?
The two words.
No. No, before the Dibur Torah.
The two words, because the two words were mentioned for the name of Hashem.
Fine, I say this is designated for Hashem. So two words you say, severe. Understand, by two words, you say two words and that's it? Then the whole status of the, like let's say before he said these two words, even though that Kohen Gadol, let's say, is not pure, then, you know, he feels to have some stake. Would he be punished?
No.
Because of my two words, now he's going to be punished. It's a severe punishment. Very severe punishment. But why? Saba Mikelem, Zatzal says unbelievable thing. See, the power of any word that comes out of the mouth of Yehudi. For example, you say, things are not going to stay the same. It's going to be better. Is that going to affect Shamayim?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
So now, it's not going to stay like this. It's going to be better.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. They're going to buy it. It's going to sell. It's going to affect it? It's going to affect it or not? So now if you say that otherwise, so Chas v'Shalom is going to have a negative impact on it. When you're not careful, and God forbid, instead of looking at it as a positive way and say positive thing, then that's what's going to happen. So look at this. He only said two words, Korban Lahashem, and that's it. This animal, that's it. It's a whole different status. That's it. It's not the same animal anymore. So that means every word you say has such an impact in Shamayim, either positive, Chasav Shalom, the other way around. It's an interesting midrash about Koresh. You know Koresh, the king? Yeah? How did he become a king? Well, what's the chut he had to become a king? Well, could be, but no, not the realist there. It was a fakist there. But what's the chut he had that become the king? It's an interesting midrash. It says, at age of 7, when Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, he cried for the Beit HaMikdash. He cried. It's very in pain. So Rav Shalom said, because he was so in pain, he did prayers or whatever. So now, he gained the zechut to become the king of the Paras, Madai, at the age of 7. You know what that is? Was he Jewish? He's not Jewish. He's a goy. So here, Rav Shalom, for a cry of a 7-year-old goy, he has such a care. More so, Yehudi, Beni Bechori, Beni Mitpaledi, Beno Sholam, see what the effect it will have in Shomayim. And the problem here is sometimes that when you see and you imagine that things are so overwhelmed, so drastic, then you forget even to pray to Hashem. So what's the use? What's the use I pray to Hashem? What difference does it make? Here, that's what the trap of the Yetzer Hara is. That we feel, wow, you know, see what's going on, what's going to happen, you know. What's the use? There's no need. What difference does it make? But here you see, no, even two words, if it affects the animal, but if you said the two words about it, another Yehudi, more so, it's going to change the status. If two words changes the status of, you thinking about this? Are you thinking?
I'm just listening.
I know. If you understand this, if two words changes the status of an animal, more so that your words can change the status of a human being.
I've tried it on several human beings. I've said a lot of good words.
Yeah.
But no change.
No, Chasu Shalom. So that's the whole point. No. So maybe your
my words are not the right words.
Exactly. With all respect. Yeah.
Or you change, you cannot see it.
Huh? No. No. There is no doubt. There's nothing to talk about. If such a concept exists that we believe in, and it's in our Torah Tenor Dusha, so that means, of course, it makes a change. Of course, it makes a difference. Of course, it's going to make it better. But the point of matter here is that the other force, it tells you, no, what's the use? You said positive thing. But he is not going to encourage you, no. You have to keep saying it. You have to say a better word. You have to say it with simcha. I mean, we say it every morning. Say, harhev picha v'amalehu. You know the pasuk? What means born is it? Huh? No. Harchev picha v'amalehu. Is it? Yeah. Pe adev. It's good. All right. So what does that mean? Harchev picha v'amalehu. What does it mean? Harchev picha v'amalehu.
Whiten your mouth and I will fill it up.
Whiten?
Widen.
Widen? Widen. What do you mean widen? So you should say, Petach picha v'amaleu. Open your mouth, whatever you say.
If you widen,
you're
smiling.
Oh, Hazaku Baruch. Beautiful. That's the key. Ribono Shel Olam says, saying it is not enough. You have to harchev. You have to make your lips wide. If you don't smile when you say it, why should I give it to you? So here he says, Harchev picha. You have to make your lips
widen.
Yeah. And then Amalehu, the mirror, I fulfill anything you want. Anything you want. And that's what sometimes Yetzer Hara doesn't let you. Because it becomes numb. And then becomes painful. When you marchiv a pe, yeah, becomes numb. Yeah, right. Gives a stuck, becomes frozen. Yeah, because that's his trap. And that's why you have to go against it. You have to do some, what do you call it? Yeah. Yeah. To make it easier. To harchev pino, b'zeh shem male, mishal liben no tova. Mishkev yin shuot, b'sorot.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.